Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Well, praise God. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. It is the word at noon. And yes, I am Louis Beasley, apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we truly are happy to have each and every one of you all. I'm going to play us, well, I was looking for this new song I had gotten, and I don't know what happened to it, but praise God, hallelujah. Well, let me play this one right here for your hearing today. I pray that you enjoy it. Because sometimes you got to talk to God and sometimes in different ways. And you got to just tell him to speak to you. Yes, I don't know what happened there, but okay, well, something happened, and praise God, hallelujah, you gotta persevere sometimes. This is another song that I really like. Because you gotta know who cares.
I'm not a victory. One, I didn't know what it means.
to God. It's in your right hand.
I don't know what valleys you've been in, don't know what mountains you've been on, but it was God that carried me. We're going to have a word of prayer, and we'll get into the lesson. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. Your word says, in everything, give thanks. For this is your will concerning us in Christ Jesus. I thank you for your word, Father God, because it's in your word, Father God. 1 Peter 1:23. Is that we are born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is your word. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that yes, you have forgiven us of our sins. And yes, you have translated us into your marvelous light. So I just thank you for it. I praise you for it. I praise you, Father God, for John 8:31-32 says that you set us free. Thank you. Thank you, Father God, that we are truly free. If we accept it or not, if we accept that or not, we're free because your word says we're free. And I thank you for the freedom. Thank you for the revelation that we are free. Thank you, Father God, for touching us with your word, with your anointing. I thank you for it. I praise you for it. I thank you, Father God, for the belief in your word, knowing that we were crucified with Christ. Not that we live, but Christ living in us. I just thank you, Father God, for that revelation knowledge. I thank you that we can be part of a divine nature. I thank you for being a partaker of it. I thank you, Father God, that we recognize who we are and whose we are in your word. And with that being said, Father God, I continue to thank you for all of those that you have healed, those that you've opened their eyes, those that you have giving them the things that they've asked you for, and especially those that are walking in faith through your grace. I thank you. Ask you to open somebody's eyes today. Open their spirit. Let them know, Father God, that yes, you love them. And yes, you have carried them. And yes, you will continue to carry us when we can't see it. I thank you, Father God. We don't have to be a Cortez. We don't have to be a Marvin Shaye. We don't have to be a Jacqueline Carr. We don't have to be none of that, and you love us yet. So I thank you for it, and I praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody agree with that prayer, said amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, hey, brothers, yes. So we're going to sort of pick up where we left off yesterday. But before we do that, let me remind everyone that our subject is a step into faith into his grace. A step into faith is a step into his grace. And I would be remiss if I say that I didn't enjoy yesterday because we had a lot of people engaging, and that blessed my heart. That let me know that there are those that are listening to the Spirit, and I thank God for the testimonies on yesterday. All of them. I thank him. I thank him for that. Especially for those that gave enlightened words. And thank God for Proverbs 3 and 5. For all of that, Proverbs 3:1-6. I thank him for it. I want to say this, too, because I'm at the mindset people need to understand that I ain't trying to do nothing without faith. Because I know faith will allow God's grace to work, because we're saved by grace, but it's through faith. And if you don't use your faith, it ain't going to happen. So yesterday, we was really talking about, when we kind of like left off there, we were talking about sustained by faith. Because if you go to Hebrews 11 and 13, of course we did talk about what the meaning of faith was, and we got into faith is taking God at his word, and we got into some of the meanings of faith, and we talked a little bit about faith being a gift from God. Faith is a gift of God, because he gave us Jesus, which happens to be the author and finisher of our faith. We talked a little bit about little faith and how that works, and a lot of people have little faith, but we can't just overlook that area because their faith is little. And we talked about those that are weak faith, meaning we have to strengthen those people. But however, we had gotten to the part that I truly like over there in Hebrews 11. I think it was about the 12th, 13th verse. So we'll go there. We'll go to Hebrews 11, and I'll be reading it. Well, I really want to read it from three different translations. I'm going to start with the King James Version. And ask Pastor, whatever God put in her spirit, and she'll read it from that version. But in the 13th verse, it's 11th chapter, and the 13th, and I think the 13th verse, it reads like this: "These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded, them that are embraced them and confess that they were stranger and pilgrim on the earth." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God, and good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Reading it from the Message Bible: "Each one of these people of faith died not having in hand what was promised, but still believing. How did they do it? They saw it way off in the distance, waved their greeting, and accepted the fact that they were transient in this world. People who live this way make it plain that they are looking for their true home." Amen, amen.
And in the Amplified Bible, it reads like this: "And all of these died in faith, guided and sustained by it, without receiving the tangible fulfillment of God's promise, only having seen or anticipated them, having welcomed them from a distance, having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth." And When I look at this, I think about sustained faith. Because these people all died controlled and sustained by their faith, but not having received the promise being fulfilled while they were living, but they received the promise afterwards. So you got to have sustainable faith. Let me take my time and say this, because I don't want nobody to miss it. How do we react when these things do not go our way would be the question. See, it's important how you react. Well, I did it. Well, let me put a pin there, because for those that may not have been on this week, faith is the word of God, okay? You get a word from God, then that's what your faith is. That's what you trust in. That's what you're holding on to. You, without it, you can't please God, according to Hebrews 11 and 6. So you've got to have it. And we understand that faith is your substance. Your substance is almost what you're believing. That's what's going to sustain you. So that's where we're at. We're talking about what's going to sustain you. It has to be your faith. Yeah. And the more you hear it, the more you're being sustained. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying your faith to help you maintain for longevity. Your health, your faith will sustain you, and it will provide for you. It will sustain, it'll support you. So that's what was going on with these people who died. They all died now. But the thing they had about three things in common. They all had the word of God. And maybe more, but I'm just going to name three. They all had the word of God. Mm-hmm. And they all confessed. And they all had that sustained ability. So they all died with this in common. They all died with these things in common. They had the word of God, because that's what faith is. Well, why am I telling you this? Because this is what we need as well. We need to be able to have that word, God giving us a word, for whatever your situation is. I'm not going to go there for the moment. But whatever you believe in God for, grab a word, because that's what faith is. Faith is the word of God. And we understand that that's how the world was created. That we understand that that's what God chose and how he chose it to handle life on earth, life eternal. It was all predicated on faith. So the Bible says, now faith is your substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. You don't see it. They hadn't seen it. So when you go back to this 13th verse, if I'm understanding, he said, these all died in faith. Not having received it. They didn't receive it, but they believed it. Preach, I'm trying to do it. They hadn't received it, but they believed it.
Yeah.
That's what it says. It said having they all died in faith, not having received. Not having received. They hadn't received it. Hadn't got it yet. Hadn't got paid, but they believed that they worked, and at the end of the day, they was going to get paid. How about that one?
Man, amen.
Oh, make sense to you here. I don't very few folks go and get paid before you work. I understand the bonuses. I understand how they are doing people nowadays. That's an incentive for you to come over and work, and we'll give you this bonus. I get all of that. But nobody get paid till they do some work. That's the norm. So these people believe God. They believe God. They put their faith out there. Not that they was working for it, but they put their faith out there. But they had not received the promise. That's what it says. They hadn't received the promise. So sometimes when we haven't received the promise, we need something to sustain us. Well, I wish I had about 2-3 witnesses here.
Mm-hmm.
How we react when we don't receive it. If you don't get your pay, how you going to act? You going to go shut it down? You going to go curse out the boss? You finna act good? When they don't pay you like they were supposed to. And I'm guarantee you, if I do the roll call right now, there's some people that did some work. You didn't get paid when you were supposed to, or you didn't get paid like you were supposed to, or you didn't get that amount you were supposed to. The question is, how did you react? How did you react? Ask yourself that question. Well, that's what I'm saying. Faith, you got to have this faith to sustain you. So when God does not seem to hear us or answer our prayers in the ways we expect, our first reaction may be to give up, assuming that nothing will change. But the Bible tells us that faith means believing God, even if we expect, or what we expect does not happen when we expect. Preach, preacher.
Yeah, yeah.
The Bible described these people who died controlled, and they were sustained by their faith. Well, how did they do that? I'm glad you asked. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So that they kept hearing it. They kept hearing what God said, and that sustained them. Can I put a pin there for a moment? You know, if you're in a relationship and somebody, you know, you're getting ready to go, and man, I'm tired, things ain't changing. But your sweetheart, your lover, that person you're in a relationship with, you tell you, baby, I love you, it's gonna get better. You know, that sustains you for the moment. It makes you kind of put the brakes on it. You know what I'm saying? It causes you to put the brakes on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going on with these people who all died. They was about to give up. Some of them, hey man, I'm done. I'm done. I've waited and ain't nothing happened. Even the very moment until their own death, the Bible says, they died in faith. They died. They had received the stuff and they died, believing it.
Mm-hmm.
They continue to believe in God and trust him. They had that kind of faith that cannot be shaken. Maybe that's why I ought to talk about unshakable faith. That's what you got to have in this business, unshakable faith. You can't just let your friends discourage you. You can't let folks on the right side talk you down. You can't do that. You know, the thief that was on the cross, that was one on the right and one that was on the left. And the one that was on the right knew that Jesus was the Christ.
Yeah.
So the one on the left started criticizing, trying to get the one on the right to stop believing that he was the Christ. So the one on the left said, does not thou, you know, I mean, if you be the Son of God, if you be all of that people have said about, won't you come down and save yourself and save us too while you coming down. Save us.
Mm-hmm.
And the one on the right says, does not thou see that we're in the same condemnation? So he looked up to Jesus and told Jesus, when thou come into thy kingdom, remember me. See, even while he was dying, he knew that there was something else beyond this life. So Jesus stopped dying. Yeah. Stop the sun, stop the moon, earth stopped, everything stopped, and told the thief, he addressed the thief. I mean, this was no king. This was not somebody had a big kingdom or a big throne or had all these lights or had all these numbers or all these followers. This was a thief that was dying.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus stopped dying and told him, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. This day. And he said that after he died, when Jesus was making it toward heaven, one of the angels said that looked like Jesus, but somebody with him. But I ain't gonna tell you that story. I'll tell you that another day. So I want to make this point for you today. These people were dying in their faith. They wasn't being discouraged by the person on the other side. They weren't being discouraged by their children. Because, you know, sometimes it's your family member that try to discourage you. So you got to have something to sustain that. Something to, you know, hold you for the moment. Don't make me go there. Please don't make me go. But your faith is going to have to be based on God's word, on changing character, not on what we see or think, or how even we appeared with the eyes, because sometimes the eyes can make a mockery out of the word of God if you allow that. Well, I don't see it. I don't see it happening. Why should I be believing? I don't see it. But you see, faith is the word of God, and that's your substance that what happens is you don't see it. You ain't supposed to see it, because if you see it, ain't faith. Just ain't faith. If you can see it, then it ain't faith. It becomes the things you can't see, but you believe it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But sometimes our eyes will get us in trouble. So we need to be controlled and sustained by what? By faith.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what happens, no matter what other people may say, you may experience a delay. Don't make me go there. I was on the tarmac the other day, and there was a delay. And other folks, let me out this plane, because it ain't going to go nowhere. Well, I can tell you right now, we've been over here 10 minutes. Because sometimes when things are delayed, it's like it ain't going to happen. But you keep the faith. You keep trusting. You keep believing. Yeah. I mean, you done asked God for rain. Just get your umbrella. You done asked him for food. Just go on and set the table. I understand it, the sun is shining, and it don't look like there's a cloud in the sky. But just keep believing. You're asking for rain. Just keep believing. Because you got to have something to sustain that. Then you go to what scripture you're standing on. You don't need no food in there. But you got to have something to sustain you. If it's nothing but God, the only way I'm here now is because of you. Sometimes you got to talk to yourself. Ephesians 5 and 1 says sometimes you got to speak to yourself. Hymns and Proverbs and Psalms. And you got to just tell yourself how good God been to you and what he did for you before. That will sustain you.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes you got to have that. And then some of us know that through our experience, we've had enough experience with God, he ain't never failed us yet. He ain't never failed us. Never, ever failed us. So you got to have that sustainable faith.
Hallelujah.
And I know some of you had experience where things were delayed, and it's like, well, is God going to keep his word? You may not see God promise right then being fulfilled, but don't stop expecting it. Know that you've already left some stuff at the throne room of God. Know your prayers may not be seen to answer, but remember, you ask God, and because you ask God, God is going to hear you. You got to understand. You can't be entangled with the ideals of the world, because these people all died in faith, not seeing God's promise yet. They hadn't seen it, but they died believing it. They died believing. See, that's where people get this twisted at. You got to die believing it, no matter what happens. From hell, high water, you're going to believe God. And you're going to keep the faith no matter what happens. So when you understand that faith has to be controlled, for a better way of saying it, sustainable. Your faith somehow has to be sustainable. And the way you make that happen is, the Bible says, so being faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Yeah.
And when you ask God, you realize that your faith is going to increase. And sometimes just praying more. Praying more sometimes will help increase your faith.
Yeah.
I wish I had is here. Yeah. You're committed to what God's word have said. Mm-hmm. And you have to tell yourself, I have faith. And you are going to continue in faith. You're going to continue because the word of God said it. And your faith is going to be sustained. I want to say this before I finish up. To sustain something means that there has to be a nourishment. To sustain. So that's what he's saying in the 13th verse. Something has to sustain that. Even before death comes. And even after death. And I like the scripture that he said, lo, I'm with you. And then he said, always. Even to the end of the world. You know, I take scripture like that to sustain me. God can't let me go. God is required to keep me. David said, if I made my bed in hell, God is going down there with me. I believe I got some witnesses here now.
Yeah.
If you made your bed in hell, hell won't stop God from coming to get you. You remember that great day of death when Jesus died and this temple in Jerusalem split from top to bottom. The Bible says in the book of Colossians that when Jesus got to hell, they never seen a light like this. They had some people down there was waiting on him. They died in their faith. They was waiting on Jesus to come. And when he got there, they saw a light like they never seen before. Satan got lined up, and he asked death, where is thy sting? He asked grave, where is thy victory? And the Bible said that Jesus led them captive. I like to think in my own new way of thinking is that when Jesus got down there and he broke the chains of death, he broke the chains of the sting of death from those people. The Bible says he led them captive. And he said, come on, we're going to heaven like he did with the thief on the cross. Because he told him, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. These were things that have law. I wish I had a witness here. These are things that had a testimony. These over here in the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter. They all died. The Bible said they all died in faith. You got to have the kind of faith that you're going to stand on that word even when death comes. You're going to, when death knocks on the door, you got to have something to sustain this. And the Bible says it's something else they had in promise. They had not received what God promised. They hadn't got it yet. But it was okay because they all died in faith, and then they all seen it afar off. Sometimes you got to be able to see things afar off. You ask me, how you do that, preacher? Well, you go to the word of God, and you say that the word of God says this, that, or whatever you ask God for, and know that heaven and earth will pass away before that word that he promised you. If he promised you that by his stripes, I'm healed. Go on and die. Because at some point in time, he will raise you back up. I wish Lazarus was here. Lazarus would tell you that he'll raise you from the dead. I wish I had another witness here.
That he'll tell you,
no matter what's going on, God is able. He's able today.
Yes,
he's able because his word says. But you have to be able to be sustained. You got to do something to sustain that. You got to do something to satisfy that promise that God has made. You got to supply some kind of nourishment. You understand?
Right.
You got to nurse that thing. Whatever you ask God for, you got to nurse that thing. You got to strengthen that thing. See, because you got to find a way to sustain that promise. Go to another scripture, and when you go to another scripture, you'll find out that all you have to do is run a reference on another scripture and watch what it say. It'll say the same thing that scripture said.
So you can, you have to believe. You'll be just like these that died having not received the promise. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, there are several places that the Word of God says that we are partakers of a divine nature. The problem is a lot of folks hadn't taken their part, but I've taken my part. And I ask and share with you, take your part, because God have created us to be part of his workmanship in Christ Jesus. So you have a new part to take and let the old part go away. Why? Because you're the apple of your father's eye. You're being changed into that image of Christ because you are the temple. No matter what folks tell you, you are the body of Christ. So in a spiritual, because you've been reconciled, God gave you righteousness.
Thank you, Lord.
So you got to stand on that. You got to stand on whatever promises God done made to you. Just stand on it.
Yeah.
But
find
a way to sustain it.
Amen.
Find a way, and I find that's a lot of church folk problems. They're not finding a way to sustain it. And why? Because there's a degree of faith. Like he's given us a measure. Some of us need more than just an inch. Some of us need 2 inches. That means you need to get another scripture. And y'all talking about weak faith too, because a lot of people faith are weak. Well, that's when you got to go and strengthen them. We're supposed to strengthen our brother. And then there's some people just have vain faith. Faith in the truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They don't believe Christ is alive because they don't see him through the optical nerve. He didn't promise that you were going to see him through the optical nerve, but he's here right now. He's here. But you got to see him through faith. See, so if you make that step into faith, you'll see God's grace.
Yes, amen.
And God forbid if I start telling you about dead faith. If some people got just dead faith. But real, true faith is taking God at his word and standing on it. That's all these people in the book of Hebrews 11 did. They all had a word from God. There's three things, and I'm going to go back over them. And anybody have any comments or anything you want to share, go at that point. They all had this in. They all died. And they all died in faith. They had not received it yet, the promise. They all had a word from God. And they all could see it afar off. And then the most important thing, they all confessed. They all had a confession. See, if you're not confessing the word, then you're not operating in faith.
Yes, amen.
You got to be confessing the word of God, because Jesus Christ is the high priest of our confession. So if you're not confessing, you're not operating in faith. So if you're not operating in faith, God is not pleased. So he don't have the right to give you his grace, because see, the grace come predicated on your faith. It's not predicated on God's grace. God's grace is predicated on your faith. Now, I don't challenge anybody on that one. That one I will, because you're saved by grace, but it's through faith. Faith activates God's grace. If you don't step out there on faith, then you won't see God's grace. Oh, there are things that are happening, and I get all of that, but it doesn't mean it's God's grace.
Yes, amen.
The devil got some power. He'll let a lot of stuff happen, but that ain't God's grace.
Mm-hmm.
When you find a way to sustain your faith like they did here in the 13th verse. They embraced, the Bible says, and they confessed. What did they confess? Hey, they confessed, we ain't part of this world. We're strangers. We're like pilgrims. We're just traveling through. We're not operating on the system. They don't have the doctors. They don't have the last say so of this body. Trust and believe. See, that's how we operate. Some folks go to the hospital, please, doctor, save me. We ain't operating on that. I'm going to say, doctor, do what you do. If it's diagnosing, do that. Nurse, do what you do. minister the right medicine, maintenance do what you do, fix the pipes, nurses aid do what you do, make the beds, bring the food, CNA do what you do. But at the end of the day, then I say, God, do what you do. Jesus, you're the healer. You declare and decree that by your stripes we're healed. See, that's what I look at. I look at this. Well, everybody doing their part. You got a part to do, do yours. Their part was to bring 3 fish and 5 barley loaves. Jesus' job was to tell the disciples, set them down in rows of 50. Jesus' job was to take bread and make bread.
Amen.
See,
amen.
I'm going to leave you right there. Find a way to sustain it. Sustain your faith. That's what they did. And make that quality decision that it doesn't matter. If I die, I'm dying. But I ain't changing what I believe. I ain't changing trying to change the word of God.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
All right. Anybody have anything to share? You press 1 and bring it on. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. But Pastor, reading Hebrews 11 and 13 from the New Living Translation, it says, all these people died still believing that God had promised them. They did not receive promise, but they saw it all from a distance and welcomed it. They agreed that they were foreigners and nomads here on earth. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen,
amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor Marilyn.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. First giving honor to God. Lord, Pastor, I just want to say thank you all for praying for my mother. She had a second surgery. First surgery they had, they gave her, they put a tube in her, and she kept saying she was hurting. So they was giving her all this medication. She had a surgery yesterday. She came out of surgery, no tube. And she says, I'm all right. She's tickling me with that. I'm all right.
Hallelujah.
So she's doing much better. I praise and thank the Lord
God
for that. I give him all the honor and all the glory.
Yes.
And I thank the saints for praying for her. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for that praise report.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that, Pastor Marilyn. Hallelujah. Appreciate that.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. No matter what goes on now, you got to know. It may look disappointing or whatever, but you don't stop there. You remember that you have to continue.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's not what that is.
Thank you, God.
Know that God has another way.
Thank
and how
you,
I know that is because of Romans 8:28. See, God's going to work all these things together for those that love him. So if I love God enough and I'm called to his purpose, he'll do things for me. He may not do for somebody else because they may not even be called for God's purpose. But because I'm called, see, that's enough right there.
Come on.
That's enough right there to get God moving. He's going to operate on faith, and he's going to grant it in grace. That
hallelujah.
I am.
Yes, hallelujah.
Now, what the devil is not going to do, he is not going to be in control of our life. That's what he's not going to do.
Come on.
All of his dots. And he may be throw his little fairy dots and may try to buff people, may try to get people scared. And he may, Peter says, like a roaring lion. He may make a whole lot of noise, but what he's not going to do to take God's place in our life. That's what he's not going to do. I'll tell you that right now. He ain't going to do that one.
Yes.
He may make all that noise, may act like he's a big bully and all of that, but we know that that God's
God
word
is greater.
And these folks over here, before we'll let that, die. We'll die right now and believe in God.
Proverbs 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Now, this has been my scripture for years and years and years and years. And I just want to stand in agreement with you when you say when you talk about faith, because you have to have faith in God in order to trust in him, to lean not on your own understanding. Because a lot of times, the enemy will come up and say, "Oh no, that's not going to happen. Oh no, she's not going to live. Oh no, blah blah blah." But if we trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, because our understanding is not his understanding, our ways is not his ways. So trust in the Lord with all your heart. Know that God will do exceedingly and abundantly above. Know that he will. Not just that he can, but he will.
Thank you. That's Evangelist Sharon. And a whole bunch of ours. So we're joining right along with you for claiming that scripture. That's Proverbs 3 and 5 for those that may not know that. I have to use it all because, like I said, God spoke to me. He told me I was his son. I didn't have a daddy to call me son. So when I read that, it was like, man, that thing is hard. When he said, my son, get out my law. But lay thine heart and keep them. Keep my command. Keep my word. When I saw that, and I learned to trust in the Lord, with not some of my heart, but like you just said, with all your heart, see? Some people just want to trust God for a few things. No, everything you get, you need to be predicated on faith.
And that's it.
I'll just be honest with y'all. If I'm going to the grocery store, I tell God, you go, come and go with me. I mean, I can see to the corner, but I can't see around the corner. If I'm getting ready to take a plane, I said, Lord, let me have a safe plane. See, I can see us taking off. I just can't see us landing. So my thing is, I can tell you what. Lord, you know, let me see us land and let us have a safe land. Whatever you're getting ready to do. That's why I ask God to bless the food I eat.
Thank you, God.
I know I cook it, I put the right season, but I just need to be right to get my body.
Because
you know, God said, if you drink anything poison, see, when you believe it won't hurt you. I read that over in Matthew 16. I read that in Mark 16. I read that. That's because you done put faith out there. You got faith. You just believe in God's word. Whatever you're doing, you ain't trying to do it without it. That's what I do. I ain't trying to do nothing without God. If I'm praying now, I'm going over here, I'm saying, Lord, I need to see something. I need to, open it up for me. I need to see it. And when you operate in faith, that's what happens, brothers and sisters.
That's right.
Amen. You were going to say something, Pastor?
Oh, I just wanted to say,
for those that don't know, I can get caught up. I can get carried away real quick. But we talking about the word of God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yesterday, I woke up on, but thank each and everyone for their prayers, and I thank God for the testimonies that were shared on yesterday, and each and every one, it just was so powerful. When I went back and listened to it, it just really, lets us know that we're standing on faith, we're trusting in God, and we're leaning and depending on him. And I just thank God for each and every one. I can go back and listen to that again. It was It was really good. It was powerful. It was food for the soul. I thank God, and thank God that, you know, we know that he hears and answers prayer when we put our faith and trust in him. And just let him be in control. Thank God for the word. Amen.
Thank you so much. There's two things I want to do for all the listeners. If every day we want to be able to do something a little different, we may have to have a, I haven't gotten the right name for it, but there's a word of the day. So if God's giving you a word, you don't have to preach it. Just give us a scripture, because that would be the word of the day, whatever that is. You have the opportunity to reflect on God's word. And so every day we want to make that part of our what we do at the word at noon. We want to have a time where we can reflect on that, and by having a word of the day. So, you know, if God gives you a word and I ask you, you know, like for instance today, God had put a couple things in my spirit. One of them, the idea of running the race of faith, and you do it in God's grace. I don't say many sermons, but it's just to outline what God gave you today. He gave you a word of the day, whatever that was, you know, just share it. And so every day we're going to do that until God say differently. For instance, see, God give you revelation if you ask him for it. I said, Lord, who should not be praising you? So the Lord said, well, you know, everybody. The only requirement not to praise God is to not have breath. See, that's why I went back to what the evangelist said. The only reason for you not to praise God is not to have breath. Because you can't live without breath. So the only reason for you not to praise God is not to have breath. Because he said, let everything that has breath praise you, Lord. So the only reason, only excuse you have.
Thank you, God.
See, I go to the funeral home, and they got all kind of caskets, and they got all kind of corpses. The only reason that guy in that corpse, casket, the only reason he have not to praise God because he don't have breath. But if he laying in the casket and he got breath, I expect for him to raise his hand. Praise God.
Come on. Come on.
Amen.
Now, you got to let that set in, see, because the way God gave it to me is like, you tell those people, the only reason they should not be praising me is not have breath. The only excuse you have. Now, everybody else in here, that don't mean you have to praise him right now. That don't mean you have to do it on this broadcast or podcast. But you ought to every day praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah.
And if you don't believe that, read Psalms 94. See, I got receipts.
Yes.
I may not give you all the receipts at once, but trust me, I got receipts for you. Psalms 34. I will bless the Lord at all times.
At all times.
His praises shall continually be in my mouth. And the last time I checked out what continually means, that means nonstop.
That's
24/7, 365 continually. Good, bad, and ugly. But anyway, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be for me, because if those that will have one, I don't want to sign anybody. I just want everybody. But if you raise your hand, and baby, believe me, you're going to be able to share that scripture. And that's important that you just share that. Let God get the benefit. Let God get the praise. You know, because I think God's light is marvelous.
Yes, it is.
Because the Bible said he called us out of darkness into this marvelous light. Well, I need to see that light sometimes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anyone else? Anyone else? Press one. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Let me give this praise report because Evangelist Renee, she's out of the hospital. Is that right, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. Amen.
Amen.
You're going to get a whoopee, Pastor.
Amen.
You're going to get a spanking.
Amen.
That should have been your report, Pastor. I was leaving it over for you, but before I dismiss, I better tell y'all, Evangelist Renee, she texted me yesterday. I don't know how I missed her text. I think I was talking to those manor people, those insurance people. But anyway, but she texted me to tell me that she was out of the hospital. And
amen.
So I got, you know, I got satisfaction out of knowing that. Because, see, let me tell you, if God keep you there extra day, it's okay. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be fooled by that stuff. Know that he's working for your good. It wasn't good for you to run home. See, know
that's
that.
It.
I looked at this place over there in Maine. This one lady testimony was, you know, I go to that bar every whatever day that was. She said she go to that bar. But this particular day, she said, I just couldn't find this and couldn't find that, couldn't find that. She didn't go to the bar. But where if she went, she'd have got killed too. She'd have got shot up.
Yeah.
That's
like these little bitty things you got to think about when you obey God. I never forget when the trade center got bombed. There were some people that didn't go to work. They followed the spirit. Don't go to work. They call in.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I look at it like this. When things ain't going your way, a light just came on. It's going God's way. I know I'm trying to get it to go this way. It ain't happening.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Leave it alone. Leave it alone.
That's it. Leave it alone.
Amen.
Leave it on God's way.
Yes.
I know it's okay. I know a bunch of them had to leave. That's okay. But anybody else have anything else you want to share before we dismiss? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If not, we'll see y'all Sunday for the review. Praise God. Hallelujah.